During the tense silence that followed, Ben took a moment to study the asteroid from which the beacon seemed to be coming. As far as he could tell from their sensors and his eyes, it was an unremarkable hunk of nickel iron, covered in a dusty silver-white regolith and pocked by impact craters. If there was any reason that a quest knight should have been interested in it, the reason was certainly not apparent. And that tended to confirm the idea that O'Hawley's Stealth X had been deliberately brought here to bait a trap. But for whom? Finally, Ben felt the Mandalorian presences beginning to move toward the Falcon. "Blast!" he said to Tahiri. "They're not buying it." Tahiri dropped her chin and studied him from the top of her eyes. "Ben, we're flying a Hapen Mitari," she said. "Do we look like a Jedi Strike Force to you?"
Ben shrugged.
"A guy can hope."
He studied the tactical display for a moment, wondering how far the Falcon would push the bluff before deciding to cut their losses and abandon the wrecked Stealth X. Then Ben remembered. Lando was aboard the Falcon. Lando Calrissian wasn't the kind of gambler who cut his losses and ran. He was the kind who turned an opponent's trap against him, then raked in the pot and left the other players sitting there wondering how he had lost everything he owned. Ben pushed the Mitari's throttles forward, then swung onto a vector that would place them between the approaching Besaliks and the Falcon. Sahiri's eyes instantly grew round.
Ben? What did I say about trying to impress me?
She began to bring up damage and ordnance reports.
We can't fire to save the Falcon. Our shield generators are still cooling down, and we've fired half our missiles. And you know those laser cannons we're carrying couldn't even scratch a Beskar hull.
Scratching is not what I have in mind.
Confident that the Mandalorian pilots would be eavesdropping on any communications to the Falcon, Ben opened a channel and said,
Millennium Falcon! This is Jedi Knight Ben Skywalker, suggesting that you run for it, and that's in order.
Tahiri looked at him as if he had lost his mind.
Suggesting an order?
Well, you know Lando, Ben said, grinning. You have to be careful how you talk to him.
A moment later, Lando's voice came over the cockpit speaker.
You want us to run for it, Ben?
That's right, Ben said, and that's in order.
Lando chuckled.
Sure, kid. Whatever you say.
A fan of blue efflux flashed from the Falcon's stern, and she shot across the face of the asteroid toward the far side. Ben slammed their own throttles past the overload stops again, shooting away in the opposite direction and drawing an immediate whistle of protest from Nynette.
That vector plate is already warped, and the engine nacelles are ready to melt.
Good, Ben said. I want those Bessies to have trouble keeping up.
As he spoke, a steady stream of cannon bolts began to flash past from the Mitari's port side. He rolled into an evasive helix, then glanced down at the tactical display. A pair of Besalik symbols had appeared on the screen, closing in from one flank. Passing beneath the other flank was the surface of the asteroid. The last pair of Besaliks had also appeared on the display, turning to pursue the Falcon in the opposite direction.
Nynette, are those positions based on estimates or sensor readings?
He asked.
Sensor readings. The Mandalorians have retracted their efflux baffles in order to pursue.
Ben smiled.
Better and better.
He glanced over at Tahiri.
You should take the turret. They're going to be behind us any second.
And do what exactly?
Despite her question, Tahiri immediately swung her chair around and opened a deck hatch at the back of the cockpit. She slipped out of her seat and dropped into the little nose turret.
Try to dazzle them with armor deflections?
Wouldn't hurt,
Ben said,